This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That's right. The drive is live. Kick Rocks comes in. Did she make it on the Wikipedia page?
I don't remember her being
soon.
On there.
Very soon she will.
She didn't.
By 2:15, she'll be on the Wikipedia page, Ron.
Vanessa Richardson.
I mean, the Conk
contributor, former host, former guest.
Jim Nance was there. Might as well throw Vanessa up there.
Stop mentioning his name.
Why?
Wish he'd retire.
You just shut up and let me do my job.
Anyhow, not to get this off to a bad start, but speaking of him.
I just got the red carpet. We're wanting to get into a controversy.
No, shut up. A lot to get to here. As day two of training camp, another hot one out there, but they got some good work done. I want to get the thoughts, as I know Clint was out there, had his eyes on the prize for the second straight day. I want to get his thoughts and the takeaway, and we can discuss the takeaways from training camp today. But let's hear from the head coach. The head coach, if you missed it, you could heard him right here on In the Loop. As he speaks to the media after practice, this was his biggest takeaways from day two of training camp. Here's D'Amico Ryan.
My biggest takeaway from today was very competitive on both sides of the ball. You saw, see offense making some plays there in the passing game and, bust a run open there. And defense, right, really competing, making plays as well. I think the highlight of the day for me was Petrie, all right, being in a really good spot to intercept the football. He's been a guy who's been very consistent for us. No matter where we put him, what we've asked him to do, he's just my type of player. He's all over the field, always up for the challenge. Whatever the down is, like, he's going to be around the football making plays, and it was evident today.
All right, he said, competitive practice. Both sides of the ball did some things. Offensively and defensively, I don't know, Clint, it felt like a practice dominated by the defense today.
Yeah, look, I thought it was a sloppy day on the offensive side. There was two balls in the background on the ground in the backfield that were inexcusable. One of them was C.J. Stroud, and I believe it was Jarrett Patterson, and that's the one where C.J. picks it up and turns a bad play into a worse play by throwing an interception. He missed Higgins on an in-cut to his right, and I believe that's the one. I couldn't see who caught it, but I'm assuming that's the interception everybody's talking about, where Petrie was back in a safety spot more so, and it hit him dead in the chest. I guess that's what it was. But bad play gone worse, and then that one of the backup quarterbacks had a fumbled exchange, which the defense jumped on and would have took the other direction for a touchdown. So, I thought it was a super sloppy day by the offense, because also you mentioned the protection problems. The pocket just absolutely collapsed multiple times on C.J. Stroud. Juice Scruggs got 2023 season.
Yeah.
Abused at guard, because they got the replay up there. So you see it happen live, and they got the replay going, and you watch it. It's one of those where we all saw it several times last year, where the guard stands up like he's going to pass protect, and it's like his feet are stuck in concrete and the defensive tackle goes around him. It was one of those The very next play, the entire pocket collapsed. Again, the guard and both tackles met at C.J. Stroud. I thought it was a sloppy day by the offense. You can call it a dominant day by the defense if you'd like. I think they took advantage of some sloppiness on the offense.
Is this, just getting from your expertise, is this something that is to be expected, though, to the degree that it was? Is this something that's to be expected when you have, as we've talked about, when you go to camp, when it's an open camp, if some of you go on Saturday for the first time, shout out to Cal McNair, who jumped on with the fellas at In the Loop and said he'll be there the first one to greet you, is what Cal said. How about that? If Cal is at that fence,
hold on,
ready to shake hands as soon as you walk in, hell, he might be. But when you go out, I think we probably believe that this defense is probably going to be ahead of the offense throughout training camp.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to be getting the best of the offense throughout training camp because of the level that they're at and the level of where they know their defense is. And this is an offense that's just installing. I'm just asking you, from your experience in this, in football, is this something to be expected, or was this some sloppiness that was more than it should have been at this point?
Well, I think two things can be true to answer your question, Ron. I do think we're going to have times this year where this defense is so dominant and there's such an aggressive physical nature that they are going to just disrupt things in a practice that makes it ugly. They're going to be responsible for that. And that may be some of what went on today, but I think also, as you're installing an offense the way that you're doing, with new terminology and new scheme and new voices and everything, there's going to be some serious peaks and valleys. There's going to be days where CJ goes out there and he sees everything clearly and it looks like $1 million. And then you're going to go out there and it's going to be days like today where balls are on the ground, the communication's not going to be right. It's going to be ugly, and protection's not going to be right. Routes are probably going to be some kind of miscommunication where an out route's ran when you thought it was going to be an in cut. You're going to see those things when you're installing an offense. And so I think two things can be true, Ron, that it's, and today to me was probably a little bit of both. I do think this defense is going to be overwhelming in a practice setting for a lot of offenses. And I do think that offenses that are installing new systems are going to have ups and downs and ugly days and balls on the ground and blown assignments. And I think both of those things could be true about what we saw today.
Yeah, I mean, you got guys like Will Anderson's going to give people problems. Danielle Hunter's going to give people problems. Stingley's going to give people problems, and especially when they start to get an understanding of what you're doing. So yeah, I'm not trying to give him a pass. I'm just saying, for people out there, especially with the offensive line, and again, there's no pads on, and we can get to that offensive line stuff a little bit later on, but just in case some people may freak out by some of the stuff they saw and read today.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't freak out about it. It just is what it is. I mean, keep tabs on it. You want to have more good days than you do bad days when you're an offensive unit that really struggled last year up front. You want to have more good days than bad. I've got Dirty's rant today. I mean, Will Anderson's going to get a little bit of that. I don't know when you want to jump into that one, but
let's hear this.
Jokingly, you know, yesterday Brevin Jordan caught the brunt of it. Today is Will Anderson. It's Will Anderson's turn here.
Is this the same thing that Will has been getting to you about?
Yeah. But I'm dead ass serious. Like C.J. Stroud needs to have a conversation with Will Anderson. I'm telling you, I've been in a position. I've been in CJ's shoes before. When you're trying to install an offense, when you're trying to communicate, and you're trying to get quality reps, and you're doing it in shells, and you're doing it in a 3 to 4 day, you know, ramp up phase here in training camp, and you got a guy over there that's Junior Seau in this thing and going 9,000 miles an hour and disrupting everything, and it's impossible. I mean, Brevin Jordan tried to reach. If you a reach block is really, he's outside the defensive end, kind of, and he's got to reach across the face on a backside of a run. And Will just blows right through Brevin Jordan and catches a running back in the backfield. It's one of those, like, come on, man. Like, nobody has pads on. And so we've jokingly discussed this multiple times, But I'm dead serious. This is something that I'm passionate about. You've got an offense over there that's trying to install something, and it's going to be a battle. When you get chances to go one versus one, it would benefit this football team greatly if Will Anderson wasn't out there. You put full pads on? Hey, man, let's let it ride, and we'll do what you do.
You're saying right now is there's no full pads.
He is completely a problem. I mean, it is completely – you can't get any work done. You just flat out can't get work done because he is full speed, super physical, and it is unbelievably disruptive. And I know that's what D'Amico likes. I know that's the standard that's set on the defense. But it's clear he's the only one doing it. Everybody else can practice.
I was going to say, is he – like, should there be an adjustment – like, to hell with you saying take him up. Should there be an adjustment on him? Like, what speed do you think he should be going? Like, if you said he's going 100% like he's got pads on, full go, what should he be doing in this setting?
Well, the same thing everybody else does is, like, once you get reached or, like, get your first step, get your hand placement, once you get reached, hey, let's throttle down a bit here. I mean, he just keeps ramping up until he makes contact. And it's just one of those that – If you had an experienced offensive unit and you were at a point in training camp, and they're never going to be here, by the way, in training camp. If you ever got to a point in training camp where it was good versus good, we're scheming you.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025, and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
And we've got an experienced quarterback that's in this system that's got a play caller that, hey, we got our stuff together, and now we can take some time to offset it. Then that's a different game. But you've got an offensive unit that is trying their damnedest to install something. And even when you do, like if Brevin Jordan was in a position where he could have just rode that defensive end all the way down and pushed him into the pile, but Brevin's not going to do that. You don't do that when you don't have shells. When you have shells, and you don't do that, right? And so he kind of four or five steps in, kind of eases up. Will just continues on and just disrupts. I don't know.
Next line coming through here. Only Clint would have a problem with Will Anderson's intensity. Art says, Leave it to the quarterback to complain about the DB being too intense. I have an understanding of why you have an issue with it, but I guess explain to them what this, as you said, you can't get anything done, and if Blake Fisher or Ariante Ursary matched, or Brevin Jordan matched,
well, somebody that, hurt.
Somebody gets hurt.
Somebody ends up getting hurt. And it's one of those where, again, if this wasn't an offense that's playing catch-up to every other AFC team that's worth a damn, right? If you're playing catch-up, you're trying to install things, you're trying to communicate things, you're trying to teach, you're trying to – like for C.J. Stroud, he drops back And if half of the if every time Will Anderson's in the game, he's going full speed in my tackle, he knows like nobody can buck
I can't
him.
Drive him into the ground. I can't.
There's nothing you can do. And it's just one of those where I don't, for the Texans, I don't have a problem with it. I'm just telling you, it's so disruptive that it stalls.
Well, I have a problem with it.
It stalls the offense's ability to get good looks and get reps at what they're trying to accomplish. I'm not worried about Brevin Jordan's ability to cut to reach or cut whatever you want to do, whatever's legal nowadays. Will Anderson on the backside of a run. I'm not.
I have a problem with it. We got to because of the injury factor. I got a problem. Like the way Will is coming sometimes. And bending around that corner, I mean, it's all everything until he's coming 100% full speed and he bends around that corner into CJ.
Yeah.
Right, or something else, or one of these tackles say, to hell with this, I'm not going to keep getting embarrassed, and I'm going to push you, and we get people on the ground, and we're rolling up.
Well,
just think we got to have an understanding.
The very next play, Ron, after the undercutting Brevin Jordan, or Brevin Jordan not being able to reach him, he just drives a tackle back into, not back into CJ, but CJ has to really move around as if it were. And look, I'm okay with CJ being pressured. I am just telling you that this is an offense, and I've been in this position. It is highly frustrating when you are doing everything. I've never been in CJ's spot where this is a huge year for him, and he's got like championship. I was just trying to install an offense and didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was a kid trying to install an offense.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.